That brings us to our next slide, which shows what I term the secular decline in the rate of growth of retail sales of electricity. As you can see, the rate of growth was greater than 5% throughout much of the 1970s, but fell dramatically at the time of the energy crisis of the late 1970s, and continued to fall during the 1980s, 1990s, and 2000s. Since 2000, the rate of growth has been below 1% and is projected to remain below 1% for decades under a business as usual scenario. In the REV proceeding, staff of the New York Department of Public Service cites projected annual load growth rates in New York over the next 10 years that are even lower than what's projected here, less than 0.25%. As best we can tell, the decline in the rate of growth of sales is not the result, or at least not primarily the result, of external temporary economic factors, such as the economic recession in the early 1980s or the financial crisis and Great Recession in 2008. Indeed, a February 2014 white paper by the American Council for an Energy Efficient Economy, titled "Why is Electricity Use No Longer Growing?", makes a reasonable case that energy efficiency measures have had a substantial impact on the decline in growth rate of electricity consumption between 1993 and 2012. This decline alone should be enough to give anyone pause about the continued viability of an existing regulatory model based in large part on volumetric rates.